Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Public safety officials recently tested new drone capability during an ICE rescue training exercise, successfully deploying a flotation device to a simulated victim in the water. The demonstration showcased how the upgraded drone system can quickly deliver life-saving equipment to someone who has fallen through ice, significantly reducing response time compared to traditional rescue methods that require personnel to traverse unstable surfaces. Officials say the ability to remotely drop flotation devices enhances safety for both victims and first responders. Drone technology has become increasingly common in emergency response operations nationwide, with agencies using unmanned aerial systems for search and rescue missions, fire assessment, crash investigations, and disaster response. Adding payload delivery capabilities, such as flotation devices, represents a growing trend in expanding drone use beyond surveillance and situational awareness. Officials noted the new feature will strengthen winter rescue preparedness and provide another critical tool during time-sensitive emergencies on frozen waterways. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer's latest budget proposal aims to generate new revenue by raising taxes on vaping products, nicotine alternatives, and online gambling. The additional funds, projected to bring in about $780 million, would help offset federal Medicaid funding reductions from 2025. University of Michigan Flint economics professor Chris Douglas said the plan's success will hinge on consumer behavior, noting that if higher taxes dampen demand for vaping and gaming, it could benefit public health, but potentially hurt related businesses. Republican leaders, including House Speaker Mike Hall, have already pushed back, saying they will not support any tax increases as part of budget negotiations. Still, Douglas pointed out that lawmakers backed the marijuana excise tax in the previous cycle, leaving room for debate as the budget moves forward. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our local news, fire crews across the county responded to two major structure fires late Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, keeping departments busy for several hours. The first call came in around 9:30 p.m. on February 11th, when Oliver Township and Owendale firefighters were dispatched to a residence on Sebring Road, just west of Moore Road, for a fully involved barn fire. Witnesses reported flames were visible for 2 to 3 miles away. The barn is believed to be a total loss. And just a few hours later, at approximately 1:36 a.m., On February 12th, Port Austin and Kindy Fire Departments were called to the 700 block of Cove Drive in Port Austin for a house fire. Multiple neighboring departments, including Bad Axe, Port Hope, Caseville, and Oliver Township, provided mutual aid at the scene. The home is also expected to be a total loss. We thank our first responders for their tireless effort they put into keeping our community safe. And that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your weather and obituaries, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.